Robert Siegel is with me now in the studio because today we're closing a chapter in the history of this program. Since 1989, Robert and I have shared hosting duties with our friend and colleague, Linda Wertheimer.
13 years is a long time. When Linda came on board, George Bush was president, but not the same George Bush.
At that time, we still wrote scripts with machines called typewriters. We made duplicates of the script with something called carbon paper.
In 1989, we still listened to music on LPs. We recorded in the field on cassettes, and around here we cut reel-to-reel tape with razor blades. But to be honest, we were doing that until March of this year.
Linda Wertheimer has hosted All Things Considered through a war in Iraq, the fall of the Soviet Union, a GOP electoral tidal wave in 1994, a presidential impeachment, and an election night that lasted 5 weeks.
Considering all that happened in all those years, it's tempting to measure Linda's contribution by sheer endurance, by quantity. And to do that would be to underestimate a vital presence in our daily routines. She is a first-rate journalist who has a way with words and a classy voice. Her work reflects her upbringing in a New Mexico mining town, a Wellesley education, and a curiosity about everything from Victorian novels to congressional redistricting to recipes, rock music, and pro football.
Starting in January, Linda Wertheimer takes on a new assignment as senior national correspondent. She'll be reporting for all the NPR news programs, not just All Things Considered. She's about to experience a workday devoted to just one story, not to the odd fragmented mix of items that typify a day of program hosting. She is about to experience lunch at large and evenings free of being on call to update this program for the West Coast.
We are about to experience change, which is often bumpy and challenging. You'll be hearing other voices here in the coming months, and we hope that they too will become welcome fixtures of your late afternoons.
But before that happens, we think it's important that you hear from Linda. Hear the expertise and insight and grace of her work on this program for the past 13 years.